Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
I did a lot of Black Friday shopping today.
Ooh.
Today is currently Black Friday.
Where'd you go?
When we're recording this. On the internet.
Oh.
Yeah. I got Bath and Body Works, Amazon, Hala Taco, and 13 classes to Pole Revolution.
Wow.
Because it was $50 off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of money today.
I was going to go on Amazon.
Gucci.
But I did hear that they were having a strike today, the workers.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I just didn't buy stuff.
Okay.
I just felt like I didn't have time to look up deals and they'd have Cyber Monday deals. So
they've been having deals like all month. So,
well, yeah, I know they're like early Black Friday, like literally since November 1st.
Yes, yeah. We got early Black Friday. We got actual Black Friday. We got Cyber Monday. And then we'll have deals all December for Christmas. And then you have deals after Christmas. So pretty much the next like month is going to be all shopping.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Have you gotten all your Christmas shopping done?
No, but I think I have a good idea for everybody what I'm going to get them. So at least I have that going for me.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah.
What about you, Faye?
No, I also have ideas, but it'll probably be after Christmas presents.
That's fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
People like getting gifts year round.
It's true.
I agree with that.
Like, you could give people the first gift of 2022.
I could.
That's pretty cool. All right. Well, happy Fearsome Fridays. We are Unholy Gossip Girls. I'm Casey.
Okay.
I'm guest Shirley.
What's up?
You said you had a hot gossip earlier.
Oh, about... No, I said I had something to tell about the JonBenet case.
Oh.
Oh.
Which we came out weeks ago now. But if you guys remember... I just have something small to add because that was a very long episode. So you're a trooper for hanging in there. But so whenever I was a teen, I had a friend and she was also in the young pageantry circuit as a young person, as a child. And she knew JonBenet.
Really?
And after JonBenet got murdered, her mom took her out of pageants.
What's her name?
I'm not going to say it.
Oh.
I'll tell you after.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm just not going to say it because she's dead now. And I don't want to be rude.
Oh.
Yeah.
You told the story, didn't you?
No, different dead friend.
Oh, okay.
So many dead friends, so little time.
Yikes.
Just kidding, I don't have that many. All right, well, do you guys have any hot goss?
No.
Okay. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking. Hold on.
You're drinking, I think it's like apple.
Spiked apple spice hard seltzer.
Truly.
Written by Truly.
Shirley and I are both drinking a pomegranate something or other by Truly.
Yes. I think it's just called pomegranate, but it's one of their holiday drinks.
I'm, like, digging their holiday stuff.
I like this one. The apple one, obviously, I was not
into. It did have a weird aftertaste the more I drank it. The more weird my tongue felt.
It did kind of feel almost tingly, didn't it?
It was weird, yeah.
Okay.
But this one's good.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I'm into it. Do you like that ASMR? All right, well... Happy Fearsome Fridays, I guess. Did I already introduce everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess let's get started.
Okay.
What do you got for us, Shirley?
So, I'm Shirley. I'm doing our episode today.
Woohoo! Wait. Woohoo!
Yay!
Woohoo!
Yeah, Shirley.
Yay!
Thank you. I'm still kind of new, so nobody judge. Also, I drink a little bit, so second, nobody judge.
We always drink a little.
Yeah, that's usually.
Yeah. Makes it more fun.
Also, I'm sorry, I am going to mispronounce some stuff.
Oh, that's like the name of the game.
Perfect.
That's all we do, is mispronounce everything.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
In Covina, Los Angeles, California, Bruce Jeffrey Pardo, who who was 43, and Sylvia Perdue, who was 41, and previously named Sylvia Orza.
Okay.
Started the new year in 2006 with all signs pointing to a bright future and upcoming marriage.
Aww. Wait, upcoming marriage, but she took his last name already?
Well, you know what?
Okay, keep going. Okay.
Yes, no, okay. Probably not. Okay, anyway. They were married on January 29, 2006, and moved into Bruce's $500,000 home on a quiet cul-de-sac just up the hill from Holy Redeemer Catholic Church.
Damn, that is a fucking expensive house. I mean, like, right now, that's, like, not a lot because the housing market's ridiculous. But in 2006?
Yeah, for sure.
It's, like, a big fucking house.
No joke. No joke. He volunteered at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church as an usher in the children's mass.
Okay.
Is that, like, separate from regular?
Specific.
Apparently.
Very specific.
I am not Catholic. I'm sorry. I'm a Christian, so I can't.
I was like, it's all the same.
I don't know that much. I would assume it's different because they said it like that.
Ooh, we should watch Midnight Mass. We should put that on our to-watch list.
What is it?
It's like a scary horror, but also with Catholic Church.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. That's another show that everyone's like, have you seen this? And I'm like, not yet.
It's a show or a movie?
It's a show on Netflix.
Okay.
I'll have to put it on our list.
Okay.
Sorry, Fuji. I just stepped on Fuji. He's upset with me.
Aw, Fugers.
Sorry, buddy. Okay.
Okay. Sylvia brought two children to the family, and the new family got a dog, Saki.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I know it is. Bruce was an electrical engineer at ITT Radar Systems, and Sylvia had a job at a flower breeding company.
Aw, what a cute job.
I know. I want to, like,
breed flowers.
I always said, like, if I'm reincarnated, I want to work at, like, a flower shop, like, doing flower arrangements.
I have a certificate in flower arranging.
Do you?
I do.
Really?
But you can't get a job without experience, and you can't get experience without a job.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, I know. That's BS.
Wait, why would you say if you're reincarnated, that's what you want to do?
She's already got her career path.
I know, but you can be a flower person whenever you're old.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When I, like, retire?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, no, I love my job now. I'm just saying, like, my second job, dream job.
Yeah.
No, I am totally, that's my deal now.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Can we open a flower shop together?
Yeah.
When we turn 60?
I'm down.
Aw. Okay. It's like the marriage pact or the baby pact, but it's a flower pact.
You should also join us, too.
Okay. Yay. We'll all be 60.
We're called Flower Girls, Flower Sisters.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Keep going.
Having a combined income of about $150,000, they were able to save nearly $90,000 in under a year.
Wow.
Yes. So on the left is Bruce, and on the right is Sylvia.
He's so, like, she's way out of his league.
I agree with you.
He looks angry.
His looks like a mugshot, which, by the way, it's not.
I thought it was. Nope.
By the way, it's not. And hers, he's just a happy person.
Wait, did he do something wrong?
Well, probably. We're going to get there.
Yeah.
Well, something wrong could have happened to him. Oh, I just don't want to make fun of him if he's innocent.
Oh, that's fair. Okay. I guess we'll wait.
Okay. But after just over a year of marriage, Sylvia asked for a divorce. She had found out about a son from a previous relationship that Bruce had been hiding.
Wait. Oh, my God. So loud.
Boo! It gets worse. This part of it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You ready for this?
I'll gear up for the boo.
It's bad. Okay. He had a 9-year-old son, Matthew, by another former girlfriend, Ellen Lucano.
Okay.
Matthew had been left severely brain damaged as a toddler when he fell into a backyard swimming pool on January 6, 2001.
Long-lasting swimming pool injury?
Oh my god.
Wait, is this the same story that I did?
What? It better not be.
What's his name?
Bruce.
What's his last name?
Pardo.
Is it the same story?
It's the same story. When did you do this? Oh my god.
Wait, then we can't do it twice.
Yeah, we can.
When did you do this?
Like, last time we recorded.
Are you kidding me? I'm sorry, I haven't been keeping up for
we
a while.
We haven't released it yet. It's a bonus episode.
Are you
kidding
me?
So yours is mine. Because mine will be heard by one person. I knew that had to be. Once I heard the swimming pool injury.
Well, Christy, I asked specifically, have any
you said
of
Bruce.
You... Yes, that's his name. Bruce Jeffrey
like,
Pardo.
Am I supposed to go through every story I've ever done and find a Bruce?
What did you literally just did?
I don't remember names.
I don't either. That is hilarious.
I could tell because of the long-lasting swimming pool injury.
Yeah. Yikes. Well, what if mine's like way, way, way worse than yours?
It won't be. Mine was a bonus episode.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. My dad won't mind.
Okay. Yikes.
That's crazy.
That's hilarious. Okay, keep going.
Well.
Oh, because is this the Christmas one?
Yeah.
That's why I did it too.
That's why I specifically asked for the record.
I don't remember names.
Okay, that's fine.
I thought it was like a serial killer Bruce.
Oh, well, okay. He is.
No, he's a
spree
we'll
killer.
Get into it.
Okay, great. Okay. You guys just act surprised at you, okay?
That is hilarious.
I worked so hard on the background because I didn't want to
no,
spoil.
No, it's fine, because mine's a...
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we, like, condensed hers to be...
Mine is really short.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
That's so funny. Okay.
Okay. So... But now you guys gave away the twist I was putting after, like, three more paragraphs.
Because
I was
okay.
Which well, took me an
well,
hour late to
we
get
didn't
here.
Say anything specific, did we?
You just said...
That's okay. Just keep going.
Okay. Oh, when I get there, I'll say what you guys said.
Okay.
Hopefully nobody was paying that much attention. Which is what we want out of the listeners, is to not pay that much.
Hey, whenever I listen to podcasts, I'm usually doing other stuff.
Okay, so, okay.
I really don't pay attention.
Oh.
I guess I didn't know the name because I referred to him as a last name.
Well, the reason I didn't is because he was married.
That's true.
And I thought, well, maybe that will get... Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
Okay. Matthew had been left severely... Okay. Matthew had been left severely brain damaged as a toddler when he fell into a backyard swimming pool while Bruce was alone with him at his former home.
That solves that mystery because we didn't know what the injury was.
Yeah, all she said was long-lasting swimming pool injury, so we, like, speculated for, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear this bonus episode and see how this all shakes out.
Yeah, the bonus episode is called long-lasting hot tub injury.
Hot tub injury?
Oh, well. We were talking about hot tub injuries.
I don't know how to handle this
right
now.
Went on and on and on.
Oh my god.
Sorry, continue.
Medical costs reached $340,000.
Oh, shit.
Yes. And Lucano, the ex-girlfriend, sued Bruce to obtain from his $100,000 homeowner's insurance policy. And about $36,000 was put into a trust fund for the boy who required constant care.
Damn.
Yes.
Good long-lasting.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't let your kids in swimming pools. Lesson learned.
Well, I mean, freaking supervise. Yeah, this is actually
true.
A big problem.
Yeah.
So,
especially in California, they teach toddlers, like actual infants, how to swim.
You throw a baby in a pool and it'll turn itself around.
In California.
Well, I mean, I guess I grew up there. I joined the swimming team when I was 4.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah,
I couldn't even swim until I was 32.
Dear.
I'm planning on learning how to swim when I'm 32.
Whatever.
You don't
I don't know how.
You go in
another
the pool
thing
at the
to
Y
go
all the
over.
Time.
Yeah, in the shallow end.
You never go... Do you know how to float? Like, doggy paddle?
Uh-uh.
Oh. That's all you really need to know.
I cannot at all.
It's how to kick your feet and do this.
I can't stay afloat.
Really?
Sorry, continue.
We'll have to... Okay. Okay.
Shocking episode. Shocking.
Bruce never contributed any more money to the boy's care, and he had not seen the child for years, but apparently was claiming him as a dependent for tax purposes.
Boom! What a piece of shit.
So his ex-girlfriend later stated she didn't know that he was claiming their son as a dependent. Like, he even... when Sylvia filed court papers, she asked for Bruce to pay the attorney's fees and approximately $3,000 a month for spousal support. She claimed that he had drawn their nearly $90,000 savings to $17,000 in 2 months and was transferring funds to a private account. He had also refused to financially help support Sylvia's children.
Wow.
Yeah. In the court documents, she stated the situation had become untenable and continuing the marriage was not an option. Originally, the courts were going to order Bruce to pay $1,785 a month in spousal support, plus approximately $3,500 for past payments. However, in July, Bruce lost his job at ITT and was soon drowning in debt while scrambling to find work. He begged the court to grant him spousal support, until he could find employment. He complained in a filing he had monthly expenses of nearly $9,000 and ran a monthly deficit of nearly $3,000. Yes.
That is so much.
I know. And he also had $31,000 in credit card debt, as long as his $2,700 monthly mortgage payment. This sounds very familiar, you guys.
Oh, was it that bad? Because that's a lot.
For me, you mean?
Yeah. I sure hope not.
It wasn't quite that bad, but it was pretty bad.
I'm an idiot, you guys. I don't have this plugged in.
Do we have to start over?
I think so.
Oh, yours? It's not was plugged it plugged in?
Sorry about that, you guys. Forgot to plug in our sound equipment correctly. So the first half is going to sound like a little weird, but that's okay.
We'll sound better now.
Yeah, we'll sound better for the second half of the episode.
Also, sorry you couldn't hear sound effects, but they were...
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah.
They were there.
I didn't even think of that. Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
That's life.
Yeah. What a mess this episode.
So there's gonna be parts where we're just like pushing a button and sitting there for a little bit,
especially the boo talking one, because it's like a minute long.
I know.
I'll play it now for you guys so you can imagine it. Boo.
Okay. I like the guy at the end. Boo.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, well, I was asking Shirley, you said this sounded awfully familiar. Was it that bad whenever you went through your separation?
It wasn't. Well, you have to wonder. So I think there was about $10,000 of credit card.
Wow.
And then there was like about a $15,000 loan. And
for like a car?
No, just like a personal loan.
Oh.
And then he bought the car. So this is all under his name, right?
Okay.
That he tried to pin on me.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he bought the car the night before he left without talking to me, naturally.
Uh-huh.
And that was $45,000.
What a loser.
This is a very expensive car.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And it did, like, by the time he drove it off the lot, it was like $30,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just a whole mess. But whatever, it's over. But I read all of these numbers, which seemed unnecessary just because I felt so connected.
Yeah. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
And this is okay. So the lady that you're talking about is the lady who has the son with the long lasting injury?
No. So Sylvia
is his, like, the one that you started the story with?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And she has two kids.
But not with him?
Right.
Like, from a previous marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Okay.
Okay. Bruce complained that Sylvia was living with her parents, not paying rent, and had spent lavishly on a luxury car, gambling trips to Las Vegas, meals at fine restaurants, massages, and golf lessons.
Golf lessons.
I know, right?
Wow.
That's the ultimate rich people purchase.
Yeah, no joke.
Yes.
You are not wrong.
Or massages for your dog.
Aww.
I heard that was a thing now.
Dog massages.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I have, and I think even cats.
Really?
Cat massages. I think so.
How is it any different than just, like, petting them?
Because it's like a massage where you're, like, pushing into the tissue. You're not just, like, rubbing a back.
My dog deserves that.
So if I just, like, go to my cat and do one of these, is that the same thing?
It's, I don't know how to even explain this in words.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. Not right now. He's taking a bath. He's busy.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So, approximately 10 months after the divorce paperwork had started, on December 18th, 2008, the court let Bruce keep the house, but he also had to pay his ex-wife $10,000, give her back her valuable diamond wedding ring, and they gave her custody of their dog.
Oh.
All right, for the dog.
Wow, I didn't even think about pets whenever you...
That's a thing.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, I gotta keep my cat.
I guess I did know that because of Legally Blonde.
It's true.
That part in Legally Blonde, the movie.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Sorry. The first one. I'm sorry. I was thinking L and, sorry. I forgot his name. I thought they got divorced in one. Oh, and I'm like, no. L,
and then their dog, Bowser, right? Yeah. No. It was her friend.
With yes.
The dog. Yeah.
Yes. Paulette.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Such a good movie.
That's great. So, exactly 1 week later, at approximately 11:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve, Bruce Jeffrey Pardoe.
Yes.
Showed up at his former in-laws.
Sorry. Even if you had put the full name in there, I don't think we would have picked up on it.
I would have got the last name.
Would you?
Yeah.
I mean, we've covered, 70, 80-ish episodes probably with bonus episodes. There's no way I remember names.
I remember his last name because that's what I called him throughout.
Well, I just haven't been super diligent lately, so I thought, wow, did I miss it? But well, I mean,
it's a bonus episode that hasn't come out yet for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so that's why, obviously. Yeah. It is what it is. Okay.
It's okay.
So, Bruce showed up at his former in-law's Christmas party dressed in a Santa Claus suit. He...
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
It's horrible.
I know. He knocked on the door of the house, occupied by about 25 people, with a gift-wrapped package containing a rolling air compressor converted to deliver gasoline from it, and at least 4 9mm semi-automatic handguns.
What a piece of shit.
Yep. Moments after the door opened, Bruce pulled out the handguns and immediately shot his former 8-year-old niece, Katrina Yusef Polsky. Ah, thank you, ma'am. At least we got that going for us. Yusef Polsky,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She ran to greet him, injuring... Oh, sorry. He shot her as she ran to greet him, injuring her in the face.
That is so fucked up.
I know. What a. He then fired indiscriminately at fleeing partygoers. Police speculated that Pardoe may have stood over and pointedly executed some of his victims using the handguns.
What a loser.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
After the shootings, Bruce unwrapped the package containing the compressor and used it to spray gasoline to set the home ablaze. 9 people died from either gunshot wounds or the fire, and 3 others were wounded. His 8-year-old niece, which survived,
like
getting shot in the face.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Someone else who he had shot a 16-year-old and wounded her in the back, and a 20-year-old woman who suffered a broken ankle jumping out of ankle, not angle, just so you guys know, who suffered a broken ankle jumping out of the second floor window. There was one survivor who called the authorities during the attack after escaping to a neighbor's house. The resulting fire soared approximately 40 to 50 feet and took 80 firefighters an hour and a half to extinguish. Due to the intensity of the fire, identification of the victims was done with dental and medical records.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, I know. So here is a picture of the air compressor on the left.
Wow.
And the fire on the right.
That's big.
Yes.
That's crazy. This guy sucks.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Wow.
So earlier you guys said he was a spree killer. I had set all that background just
sorry.
Waiting. I was avoiding saying what happened. And then you guys are like, he's not a serial killer.
I don't think that's a spree. I think it's a mass killing, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah.
Spree would be like you go lots of places.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. You right. You both right.
Either way.
I learned this in class.
I also covered it on a bonus episode.
Oh yeah.
Like a year ago.
Oh, did you? You're talking about the definitions of killings.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember listening to that. I don't remember everything that was said.
That's what I'm saying.
But I listened to it.
You don't listen to podcasts. They're just on.
While I'm working, and then sometimes I have to stop them because I'm laughing way too hard. And
you hear the jokes together. You hear the jokes, but like the facts go in one ear out the other
sometimes.
It's okay. That's what but you do need another drink.
That's empty.
Yeah, do you need another
No,
sorry.
I'm good.
Okay. At least three of the victims' deaths were caused by just gunshot wounds. Four others died from a combination of both gunshot wounds and fire, and two other deaths stemmed from the fire alone. Okay. I really wish that, like, they would have said where exactly they, like, obviously must have gotten trapped and died if it's the fire alone. So I kind of wish they would have said, like, where those bodies were found.
Yeah. There's 25 people in the house, so that's crazy.
That is, like, a bumpin' ass party.
I would not want to be at that party.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
25. I had like 50 people at my 21st birthday party in a two-bedroom apartment. It was a hot mess. We were spilling out everywhere.
Yeah.
I left my party and jumped in the pool with my clothes on.
Did you get a long-lasting swimming pool injury?
Yep. Shame.
Shame.
That's what happens when you turn 21.
So at least 13 children were orphaned after the massacre.
That is so fucked up.
13. Yeah. And two others lost one parent. Okay, so I'm going to list off the victims. They don't say, like, which ones were...
How they're related, or...
Yeah, because obviously if 13 were orphaned, that means both parents were killed.
Yeah.
But they don't, like, list which ones were married or not. So
okay.
I wish they would have. Yeah. Right, so he did get his ex-wife, by the way.
Yay.
I mean, if you're going to go on a killing spree because of one person, it kind of almost feels like, well, at least hopefully. I mean, obviously not.
At least he set out and got his goal met. He
accomplished his goal.
Yeah, no, wow. But I'm just saying.
His New Year's resolution.
Yes.
Just in time for the end of the year.
Right. So she was one of the ones that definitely was just shot.
Okay.
Like, and died from that. And then they also expect his mother-in-law and father-in-law were, they died from gunshot wounds and just that. And then there were five of them, were brother and sister-in-laws. And then his former nephew, who was 17, everybody else was between 45 and 80. But one 17-year-old died in the fire. So he wasn't shot, but he died in the fire.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yep. You're not wrong. Okay. After the attack, Bruce put on his street clothes and drove his Dodge Caliber rental car to his brother's house in Sylmar. We're going with that. About 30 miles away from the crime scene, where he was later found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It was initially believed that Bruce intended to flee to Canada by plane since he had bought an airline ticket on Air Canada. However, it was discovered that the flight itinerary on Northwest Airlines, which I'm still like, how did you think it was one and then it was the other? Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, was, but you know, police.
Yeah.
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 Was from Los Angeles to Illinois.
Illinois.
The S is silent. Okay.
I think so.
Sorry. Bruce had called days before to tell a high school friend that he was planning to visit, but investigators were unsure if he actually intended to or if the flight was to fool investigators and throw him off.
Hmm.
He had visited the friend before, though. So.
Yeah. So that makes you wonder if he was actually planning on visiting his friend or if he actually planned on.
Yeah, and I guess Illinois is fairly close to Canada, so maybe he was gonna go there, stay a week, go to Canada, or
yeah,
you know, I don't know. So
who knows what was going through this crazy man's head.
True. Yeah,
ultimately it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
The Santa suit had melted during the flamethrower portion of the attack and had adhered to his skin. So not all of it could be removed.
That was my favorite part when I was doing mine.
Yes.
That's so funny. What a loser.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. Love it. I know, right?
Maybe that's why he decided to kill himself.
Well, it's valid.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah. Oh, I fucked up so bad. I gotta die.
Well,
it's true.
Yes.
True.
He did fuck up real bad.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. So he had suffered from third-degree burns on his arms stemming from the blaze. And it seems he had decided to go against his initial plan, which to me makes sense because you can't get in an airport with fucking Santa suit burned into your fucking skin.
No, you can't.
What are you going to do at that point?
They're like, sir, can you take off your jacket to go through TSA? And he's like, no.
Right.
I literally cannot.
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible.
It's not like he could go to the hospital because they'd be like, are you that guy?
Right.
Be like, no, I'm some other guy who smells of gasoline and has a Santa suit burned to me.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, gasoline will get on you. And if they smell that in an airport, like,
yeah, you're
like, the dogs will catch you.
Yeah.
And that's an issue.
The dogs will get ya.
Yes. So the police found $17,000 in cash clean wrapped on his legs inside a girdle.
That's so funny to me. Like, what did he expect was going to happen at the airport?
I know. Are they not going to catch this girdle? I mean, I don't know. Maybe not.
It's a TSA approved girdle.
Glad to know that's a thing.
I'm not sure if he made it out of plastic instead of.
The other thing is, like, he had told his lawyer, like, 2 days before he went on this spree, he was trying to get the money.
Uh-huh.
And then he had $17,000 in cash wrapped onto him. It's like, you could have gotten the $10,000 the court told you needed to pay to your ex, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't pay the $10,000. Obviously, he could have.
I couldn't because it was cling wrapped to my body and I'm stuck in this Santa suit, obviously.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Who knows what goes on in the minds of crazy people?
Yeah, I'm glad I don't know. Makes me feel better.
Yeah.
So the rental car had remnants of his Santa suit. Also recovered from the scene were 4 13-round capacity handguns that were empty and at least 2,000 rounds of ammunition.
That is a lot.
Yes.
Of ammunition. Like, a lot.
That's 200 people worth.
Yeah.
Gosh, he is so... Whatever. Okay. Anyways.
Hate this guy.
Yeah. He's pretty bad.
So because he was a crazy.
Uh-huh.
Right. They had a bomb squad go to the car
mm-hmm.
to you know, clean out this freaking Santa suit. Uh-huh. And there was, in fact, a bomb that they accidentally set off. And so there was a fire that started in the vehicle and it burned and destroyed it. So I have pictures before the fire and after the fire.
Oh, wow.
So there's the Santa suit all in there. That was what was covering the bomb.
Have you guys ever seen...
This sucks.
Yeah.
A car fire?
No, I haven't.
I saw, like, so many in Tennessee. Just, like, on the highway.
Really?
Yeah, the people's cars would just catch on fire and they just, like, pull over and they just let it burn up.
Was it super hot when that happened? Or...
I don't know. And I was like, oh, shit, the first time. And Michael's like, oh, yeah, that happens. And then the next time I was like, oh, my God. And he's like, I'm telling you, it happens all the time.
And then it did, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like, that's not a thing in Colorado.
That's wild. I've never seen a car fire.
Yeah. It's pretty. I mean, it looks just like that. It looks like how you imagine it looks. Like a car on fire. There's nothing special about it. No. But it is kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah.
As long as no one's inside.
Well, yeah. It's always totally abandoned.
Yeah.
It's good. So bizarre. They don't even wait to watch their car extinguish. They're just like, all right, car's on fire. Take a picture for insurance. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Call an Uber.
Right? That's hilarious. I don't even know. Is it crime related?
No, I think their car just engine
junky car related.
Yeah, I think it overheated, and because of the heat and stuff, I don't know. I don't know car things. Ask a Tennessean.
Gotcha.
Tennessite. There we go.
That's we'll go it. With that.
A Tennessite.
Tennessite. That sounds definitely like some sort of parasite.
That's what Tennesseans are.
Parasites.
Tennessites.
Tennessites. I'll go ask a mechanic in Tennessee and let you guys know what he says.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Last thing. All right. Carol Sanchez, who dated Bruce for 4 years when they were both 18-year-old high school students, told reporters, of course, yeah. I can't believe I'm seeing my old boyfriend on TV and all the people he destroyed. It's very heartbreaking. He was a very easygoing person, a very friendly guy. I would never in my right mind think that he would ever do anything like this.
Sad.
He's so, like, below average looking. How did he have, like, all these ex-girlfriends and ex-wives and, like, baby mamas and shit?
I mean, he made, like, $122,000. And then the Sylvia made, like, $38,000.
Didn't he lose the job, though?
Yeah, I said that.
What? I know, but, like, why would you... I just don't see the appeal.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was... Well, before he lost his job, he theoretically was smart and rich. I mean, not at 18, I guess, but...
I don't know.
I agree with you.
He just seems like... I feel like you don't go crazy overnight, you know? So I feel like he had to have been not a great partner in life.
He had a son who got a disability and he just freaking abandoned. So yeah, no, he's a piece of shit even before this.
Yeah. Ladies, you can do better. I believe in you.
Ladies can always do better. Date That's each other.
The truth. Yeah. Ladies, date each other.
Yeah. That's our motto.
That's our motto.
Cool.
Yeah. So my sources were Wikipedia, Covina Massacre, it's the name, and Murderpedia.
Mm. Ooh. I
love that one.
And it's just Bruce Jeffrey Pardo.
Can I say that I'm really appreciating that you didn't say www.wikipedia.com /
I just want to say something about that while we're on here. I didn't know how to cite it. I almost asked Casey before I started, and then I was like, oh, but we're in the middle of a recording.
I'm committed, though.
HTTP.
My dad loved it. He was cracking up, and then whenever I saw him the next day, he was still laughing about it.
I could not. I know, I gave up after this. I could not. I was crying. I was legit so crying. And then, like, afterwards, Casey's like, just say the website and article name. And I was like, oh, yep. Thank God, next time I don't have to try this shit again.
But you listen to this. You listen to the show.
You know we don't do that.
You know, I blanked out a moment. I blanked out a moment. I'm sorry. I had a blank.
It was so funny.
I loved it.
I thought about that afterwards too. I was like, have they ever fucking done that? I listened to like every episode. I don't know what made I was nervous. It was my first ever episode.
And you did a great job.
Thank you.
Hilarious. Thank you. Oh my god. Okay. Well, that was your second episode, actually. This is your third episode.
Oh, I guess you're right. That was Did I do another full length one? Was the first one
Yeah, that was this is your third full length episode, and then you had bonus episode.
Right, about my crazy episode experience. Well, I hope to have more. Yeah, I enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So
anytime. All right, well, I think that's it.
What a good original story.
I'm sorry.
You did a really good job. Faze was condensed because we did bonus episode style.
Yeah.
So I didn't know a lot of that stuff that you said. It was good.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And for most people, I guess it will end up being the first time they hear about it. Yeah. However, most that being people. Said, go subscribe for the bonus episodes.
Yes. For $4.99 a month, you get special ad-free bonus content on the 1st and 15th of every month. And follow us on social media. We are Unholy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram, at Girls Unholy on Twitter, and email us what story you want us to cover two more times.
Twice, thrice.
What's four?
Cuatro? Cinco? Ses? Is that correct? That's not quite right.
No, it's just Spanish.
Is that Dutch? That's not what I was doing.
Twice, thrice. You know? Do you get it?
Yeah, almost.
All right. Well, we will see you guys, I guess, next Friday. Bye.
Bye.